Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Allie Clark. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Shantz. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobby Shantz. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter takes first base on ball four. Mitchell moves to second. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Mitchell moves to third. Easter moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Easter scores. Clark moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a line drive into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kennedy who is chasing the ball. Vallow reaches third base with a triple. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive towards first. Fain catches it and steps on first to double up Hegan. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Easter is called out on strikes. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chance fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz bunts towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Guerra moves to second. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Lehner takes first base on ball 4. Guerra moves to third. Joost moves to second. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Vallo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, off Shantz's glove, towards Suter, who fields it, throws to second, with Juiced covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kennedy who is chasing the ball. Dillinger reaches third base with a triple. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dillinger scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter strikes out. There goes Chapman. The throw from Hegan to Gordon, and back to Easter, who tags Chapman out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guerra is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy strikes out. Guerra drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kennedy out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-0 in the game. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Lehner moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lehner scores. Vallow moves to third. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Suter. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreaux applying the tag. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-1 in the game. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shantz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreaux hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Joost strikes out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lehner hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy bunts towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to second. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Easter strikes out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Vernon now playing first base. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon throws towards second. Boudreaux fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Boudreaux. Dillinger moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dillinger moves to third. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon has Dillinger trapped. There's the throw to Rosen and over to Hegan, who tags Dillinger for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Guerra takes first base on ball 4. Suter moves to second. Barney McCuskey pinch hits for Bobby Shantz. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a line drive for a double. Suter scores. Guerra goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Hooper now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila pinch runs for Lou Boudreau. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive to center field. Chapman throws towards the plate. Guerra fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Guerra. Avila goes all the way around to score. Hegan moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 4, Athletics, 4. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Hegan scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lemon scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Boone now playing shortstop. Jesse Flores now pitching. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fain strikes out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Dillinger strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.